Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian rebels supported by Turkey have taken control Sunday of at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria, amid reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the area. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Qusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied with the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of El Armana. Separately, the Turkish military said Sunday that it carried out airstrikes in northern Syria that killed 25 Kurdish militants. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign designed to drive U.S.-allied Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the frontier town of Jarablus, which borders Turkey. Turkey's state-run news agency says the terrorist members who were killed were members of the Turkey-based Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and the Syrian Democratic Union Party. The campaign, called Euphrates Shield, is a dramatic escalation of Turkey's involvement in the Syrian civil war. Republican nominee Donald Trump promised Saturday that he will begin removing hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the U.S. on his first day in office. Speaking at an event in the battleground state of Iowa, Trump repeated his trademark pledge to build a border wall and offered a new detail of his immigration plan. This is VOA News.